Midasefer b'mefuch, since we'll soon see the Sefer is talking about where the Edom Zimim in the second pier, now that was Mazim the first pier, are saying the opposite. V'hazoma, that be Mazim the first Edom, and they're also saying their case was just the opposite. So I'll tell you, Reishanami, the Reish is talking about the same type of a case. B'mefuch v'hazoma, that the second pier of Edom say the story was just the opposite. And also, you first pair are Hazam Azaimimim. You were there, you were in Manu HaYisem. Now, where's the Seifa? Tiktoni Seifa says in the Seifa, Me'idnu es ish ploini. Shehipol es shein avdai. If two Edim say, we saw the way the master knocked out the tooth of his Eved, Kenani. And therefore, the Eved goes out free with that. And then the Sima Seinoi. Then the master knocked out his eye. And therefore, the master has to pay the Eved the value of his eye. Very expensive. And according to this, Sharehu Eved Oimakain, the Eved agrees to this, he likes this way. Because if it happened this way, the Eved collects all the value of his eye, he collects a lot of money. And the Sefer says, V'nimtzu Zemimim, let's say we find out that Rioni Zemimim is Mishalmim Dimeayin Larav, that these Eidim now have to pay the value of the eye to the master. That's what it says. So again, Hechidon, what's going on here? Why should that be? Idoloi. If the second pair of Edim are not agreeing, that's a master hit at all. They're only saying to the first two Edim, you were with us someplace else. That this case never took place. If so, so this first two Edim were liars. What did they want to do? They wanted the master to lose his Eved completely. So if so, the Kashizom should be to make Kulei Eved the Rav Vayishalumilei. The two Edom should have to pay the whole value of the Eved to the master. What kind of business they have to pay the Demei Ayin to the Eved? The Eved was not losing out on anything. The Eved was only gaining, because it was all a sheker here. The only one that was losing out was the master. That you wanted the master to lose his Eved, and really he doesn't deserve it. So Kasha Zomim should say, you should have to pay the master the whole value of the Eved. So how come it says that you only have to pay Demei Einoi to the Eved? So Mura says, Elo, Avada, the case has to be Elo Pshit, of course, to Komoida Kuli Bechavolo. That the second Edim that said to the first pair, you are Hazemimim, you are with us, but the second pair agree that the case took place. Udeko Avchino, but as they said, the case took just the opposite way. The Yasminu, and they also said Hazami here. Vechidam, what's the case talking about? Edeko Ma'achre Achure, if the second Edim said the case happened later, since so, Hani Basroi, if the second Edom is saying that they saw the mice happen after. Whereas the first Edom said the mice happened on Monday. And then two Edom came and said, Monday you were with us someplace else. This mice first took place on Tuesday. If so, Akati still, to Ne'eved the Rav, Boy Shalumei. And so the first Edom, when they said on Monday that the master hit his Eved, so they wanted the Eved to go out free, that was a sheker. So you wanted the master to lose his Eved. So if so, Kasha Zomim should be, you should have to pay back the master to May Eved, the whole thing. What do I care if the second Edom are saying that on Tuesday the master did it? But on Monday, when the first Edom said it, he was not Ben Chorin yet. So you are the ones to make the Eved a Ben Chorin. You wanted the master to lose out his Eved. You should have to pay the master the whole value of the Eved. Because when the first Edom said on Monday that the master hit his Eved, the master was not mechuyev yet. So far, truly, the master did not hit his Eved yet. So the Eved still belongs to the master. So if you wanted to ruin the Eved, lose the Eved to the master, you have to pay the master back. Ella, so that can't be the case. Ella, what's the case talking about? To call Mekadme Kedumi, Hani Basroi. That the second made him say you saw the master hit the Eved on Monday, nothing doing. Monday, you were with us or someplace else. But we know it really happened on Sunday. That's what they're saying. So it comes out that from Sunday onwards, the Eved is really a Ben Chorin. So now on Monday, when these false Edom come to let the Eved go out free, they're not really ruining anything, because really the Eved is freed already. So it depends. Someone says, even that, who said? V'dulayamad b'din, if though on Sunday when it really happened, they didn't go to the Dinteria, they didn't go to a Bezin to Paskanais, that the Eved is free, if so, akati d'mekuli Eved the Rav Boyle Shlumei lay. If so, dekati gavro loy mechayve. Because if there's no gemar din yet, this is a kenas. That an eved goes out free when the master hits his eye or hits his tooth, that's a kenas. A kenas is only chal when bezdin makes the gemar din. So if bezdin didn't make the gemar din yet, so of course they should go out free. So if bezdin didn't make the gemar din, so the eved is not like freed yet. So then now on Monday, when these Edim Zemimim come to say the false Edis, they want to make the Eved go out free. Since so, there should be a Kasha Zomim to pay the whole Dimei Eved to the Yodim. Elo, the rather than more answers, Eidachanami. Elo, the case has to be the Omad Bedin. We're talking about now that on Sunday, when the case really happened, when the true Edim saw it happen on Sunday, they went to Bezdin, and Bezdin taskened already that this Eved is Yotzle Cheres. Now on Monday, full Seidim came and told Bezdin, we saw it happen on Monday. And then when Edim Zemim say, no, Yimonu Yisem, so Tilles said that they wanted to make the Eved go out free. That's not true, because the Eved is freed already. So that they weren't mastered to bind them. The only thing that mastered them is Dimei Einoi. Like this, the truth that happened was, really, what happened was that the master hit the eye first, and then the master hit the tooth. So all the master has to pay is only the demand of the tooth. You are saying the opposite, that the master made him go out free with the tooth. And the eye, he hit second. So you have to pay the demay of the ayin. So you made him pay too much money, therefore the kasha zavim is, you have to pay the demay ayin. So that's the case. Again, the case of the Seif is talking about clearly that the second Edim came and said to the first pair, you are Zaymimim, but the case really happened oppositely. The opposite way it happened. So that's the Pshan the Sefer, who are in the Rashi, the same case also. And also where the second Edim of Bimahapich saying the opposite of the first Edim. Oh, Malay Ravako, Bray the Raviko, the Ravashi, Tiuke the Rava Mehecha. Where did Rava make this diak? Where is Rava's real diak over here? The Rashi is about the Achosha Tchilas Azam Hi Mehecha. Where does Rava want to bring a proof from over here that Hachosha is called Tchilas Hazama? Eli Mereisha, if you want to say from the Reisha, the first case, Mereisha, Reisha Miko Mitzchashi, Mitzia. By Reisha, is there any Hachosha to the second one, to the middle one? There was no Hachosha there. By the first case, we said the Reisha is talking about the three Kiti Edim. That first one Edim said one way, then another pair said the opposite way. So according to the second pair, nobody was being machish yet. Samara says no. Kivon diloi misses me. Sadusa kavasaya kokaimi. The dina kavasaya paskinon. The yesh bechlam masaya mona. Hilka kamoy yehudu kom mischashi. Mitziya loy michshi. That is the kasha. In the ratio we're talking about, that first two Edim said one way. Said that the master hit the eye first. And then he hit the shein first. And then he hit the eye. According to the first Edim, the master has to pay for the Dimei Ayin. The second Edim said no, that the master first hit the eye, and then he hit the Shein. So the master only has to pay for the value of the Shein. Now out of those two Edis, one of them is telling the truth. We don't know which one. So the halacha is, the master only has to pay according to the least. So really we're holding, the second Edis is right. So since we're holding until now, the second Edis is right, that's not called Hachosha on the second Edis. So therefore, maybe that's why if a third pair of Edim come now to be machish the second pair, that's called a good hazama, because the middle pair was not huchash yet. That's the Gemara's kasha. Again, tkay medina kavasaya paskinun tiyesh bechlam masayim mona hilka kamoyhu dekom eschashri. Only the first pair of Edim we don't use. There's hachosh on the first pair, but mitziyah the second pair of Edim loy eschashri. There's no hachosh on the second pair of Edim because we're paskinin like them. Since so, there's no proof here, Ta'achosh Yitzchilas Hazama. Lo'im Yitzchashim Midi. Skamarit says, Omalei Rava, Rava says like this. Omalei Rava, Sava Midi Reisha V'Sholosh Kitos. Enechnami, the Rai is not from the Reisha. But since the case of the Reisha is that there were three pairs of Edom involved, I'll tell you, Rava learned up that Seifa Nami V'Sholosh, that the Seifa is also talking about that there are three pairs of Edom involved here. And therefore, V'dayik Miseifa. Rava brings his Diyak, that Hachosha is called Tchilas Hazama from the Sefer. What's the Sefer? Kigoin the Osu Beitrei. When first two Edim come, the Amri and they say, the story was like this. Two Edim come and say, we saw the way the master was Hippol Ashinoi. First he knocked out his Eved's tooth. So the Eved goes out free with that. And then secondly, we saw the next day Vesima Einoi, that the master knocked out his eye. O Paskine Ledina Apomayu. And Bezdin Paskin like that. Now, because of these two Edim, the Eved goes out free, and the master has to tell him the value of his eye. Now, the Osu Beitrei Achrini, another two pair of Edim come later, the Yamrin, they say just the opposite.
that the case was simu esenoi. First, the master knocked out the Eved's eye, so he goes out free with that. He doesn't have to pay him; he goes out free. Then, secondly, the hippo leshinoi. Then, secondly, the master knocked out his tooth. That the master only has to pay the value of the tooth. So the second maidim is the komachishlu lahani kamoi. They're going against the first edus. Because according to the first edus, the master has to pay the me'enoi. According to the second edus, the master only has to pay the me'shinoi. And therefore, most of all over Raya, the master only has to pay according to the second one. So therefore, the first edus is like hukash, we're throwing away the first edus. And then it says, v'nintzuzenimim, and then we find out a third peer come to say about the first peer, that they were zenimim. So it says clearly, kamoi mishalmim de'me'ayin l'rav. It says clearly here that the first peer of Edim has to pay the value of the eye to the Rav. Now the question is why? V'isakotat, if you're going to tell me, v'isakotaitach, that ha'chosha, lav tchilas hazomi, that ha'chosha is not called the beginning of hazomo. If so, amai mishalmi, why does the first peer of Edim have to have the dinner kasha zomam? Why do they have to pay the dimei enoi to the master? For ischachashulhu, mikoro, they were like slugged up, they were thrown away before already. There was two against two. The second peer of Edim said the opposite of them. So Bezin doesn't use the radis anymore. So that should be like the radis is bottle. So there shouldn't be a pasha of hazomam. Later, when the third peer of Edim come and say manu yifem, there shouldn't be a pasha of kasha zomam, because we're not using the radis. Elo, rather, from here there's a raya, Elo Shemamid, from here we have a proof, that the Pshat is like Rava says, that ha-chosho tchilas ha-zomhi, that no, when the first edus were thrown away, that's the beginning of hazama. True, at that time nobody said imanu ho-yisim yet, they didn't make, mamish make hazama, but ha-chosho is considered like the beginning of hazama. And therefore, when the third peer of Edom come now and say to the first peer, imanu ho-yisim, then mamish have a din of kash hazama. And it must look like this. That's Rava's raya. But the Abayu Amalach, Abayu will tell you, no. Bishleim Reisha Leitzagi Deloi Sholosh Kitos. The Reisha has to be talking about the three pair of Edom here. Shirei Ketonim, because it says clearly there that Harav Oymekain, that the Rav agreed to some pair that said that the Rav knocked out the two secondly. So there had to be an in-between Edus. El Seifa, but the Seifa, Lomeli Sholosh Kitos. Who says the Seifa is talking about that there were three pair of Edom involved here? It just says in the Sefer that the Eved liked this Edus, which means that the master first knocked out his tooth, so he goes out free with the tooth, and then the master knocked out his eye. So the master has to pay him a lot of money, the value of the eye. The Eved likes that. That's all it says. Eved called to whom? Meimaroma, the Nichelet, and Eved the So it could be, that's what it says, the Eved is free, maybe the Eved was Nicha, not like we just said, maybe. You have no proof to say the Eved is Nicha, but the Pshat is like we just said, that the Edus was, that the master knocked out his eye secondly. Maybe no. Maybe there's only one Edus here that the master knocked out his eye first, and then he knocked out his tooth. So the question is, what do you mean to say the Eved is happy with this? Because Lamaisa, the Eved is going out free. Even though he's not getting that much money, like he would have collected more if it would have been the opposite way. If the eye would have been knocked out first and then the shame, he would have collected more money. But Lamaisa, this way the Eved is also happy. Lamaisa, this way the Eved is also collected, is going out free. So therefore you have no proof to say the same for talking about three Kiti Edim. Therefore you have no riot Achosha Tchilas Hazama. Could be there's only one pair of Edim saying that the master first knocked out his eye and then his tooth. And then a second pair of Edom come and says, no, Imanu Hayisem, you with us, what you said is false, but rather it happened the opposite way. So again, then there'll be no proof to Rava. Maskib lo Rav Zeri. Rav Zeri asked a question like this. Eimo, why don't I say, Simo es Eimo es Einoi, when the master knocks out the eye?